6.2 million Americans have now been canceled by their insurance companies.
Canceled your show.
And Futurama's been canceled.
Canceled.
Canceled too soon.
Is officially canceled.
Be canceled twice.
His launch pre-order bundle was canceled. Do we know it's a his?
Have been effectively canceled.
And abruptly canceled.
From Target is canceled.
Or unceremoniously canceled.
Plan was being canceled.
The cabal has been canceled.
Look at the role of the Rothschild family.
Money and power.
Monsanto and a few other chemical companies.
Culling the population through eugenics is their answer.
The World Bank's International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the World Trade Organization.
These are the most disgusting people on the face of this earth.
Or they control the information.
The powerful few people who run this planet.
They're not as powerful as you think.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now brings you Cancel the Cabal with Stephen Roberts. Stephen Roberts.
Red or blue?
All right, and welcome everyone to another Wednesday evening here. Or very early Thursday morning in Ireland, Scotland, UK, and elsewhere. This is Cancel the Cabal, and I'm Stephen Roberts. I'm going to waffle on for a few minutes here. My guest is boiling the pot to make him a cuppa. If that gives you any kind of indication on who my guest is, so be it. But anyways, not sure where the direction is going to go of tonight's discussion or whatever. And I'm not even sure how long it's going to be, but we are on the People's Internet Radio Cancel the Cabal stream. It's up in the upper left-hand corner, right there where it says live video. You just scroll your mouse over that and go down to Cancel the Cabal, and it should pop up. But I will put that in for the people that are listening and maybe want to watch. Who knows? But a lot of things been going on all over the world, over in France, over here in America. It seems like every day someone is going crazy and killing bunches of people. Don't really know if these things are real. Don't really care to get into it. It's not my thing to go into detailed explanations of why something is what or what something is or what it isn't. But you know, there are plenty of people out there that like to do that kind of stuff, and they like to spout off immediately that it's a false flag or it's not, you know, until everything is scrutinized and analyzed and gone over with a fine-tooth comb. Who knows what any of this is? But as I said, it doesn't really care. It doesn't matter to me anyways. But yes, I could say that. I could say what, Merton? Hang on a second. I gotta put something in my mobile Skype here so it doesn't go off when a message comes in. Put my headphones in. But anyways, I'm going to send my guest a message here and see if he's gotten back yet or not. Apparently he isn't, otherwise he would have said something. Anyways, I got Vin coming on. Okay. We're almost ready. So I'll try to waffle on here for another minute or so. But there's an interesting, there's a lot of interesting stuff that goes on. Almost getting a cuppa. That's right. A lot of stuff goes on. There are a lot of people that scrutinize the this San Bernardino shooting. And I haven't even looked into it at all. Hasn't even concerned me yet. It doesn't really matter in the grand scheme, as you might say. It's nothing but a distraction to me. And there isn't a solution in there. There's nothing anybody's going to be able to do anything about it anyways. Even if they do find out it is a false flag attack, what is somebody going to do? Are they going to bring corporations up on charges? The last I knew, the Act of 1971 forbid that. You can't bring charges up on corporations, as far as I know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But, oops, sorry. Got my screen there. Nobody's ever brought charges up on any of the corporations that have done massive wrongs all over the world for many, many decades now. Nobody's done anything. People scream and holler about what Monsanto's doing, or GE, or I don't know, Dyncor. Just pick a corporation, or even pick a government. Nobody's going to do anything about it anyways. So why even bother with it? Concentrate on stuff that we can fix and control. Take our own power back. Learn about what the laws can do for us. Learn about what we should be doing instead of screaming and hollering about stuff we can't do about. I've heard that the corporations and the government just absolutely love it when we protest. They absolutely love it. That gives them excitement down in the private parts. Gives them an erection, more or less. But it sounds like my guest is here, so welcome, Ben.
Hi, Stephen. How are you doing? I'm ready. Yep.
Pretty good. Yeah.
I had to go get a cup of. That was a hell of a day today.
A cup of Java, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it just didn't stop the whole day. This is the second cup I've had all day. Literally, I literally haven't stopped. I've been in front of the computer all day because of this situation that happened with Claire. First of all, I just want to say thank you to everybody who has shared the video. Did you see the little intro video I made just to let everybody know that this was coming up at 8:30 tonight?
No, I didn't get the chance to see it. I've been out all day myself.
I did a little intro video. I think it's literally 20 seconds long to let everybody know this situation was going to be live at 8:30. And that has had, on Facebook, 2,100 views. And then afterwards, I went and did a podcast and I posted that to Facebook as well. And it's just good to know just how many people are interested. The podcast, since I uploaded it about an hour, 20 minutes ago, is now reading 1,500 views almost.
Wow. I did.
That's fantastic. I mean, I just want to thank everybody who's been clicking it and sharing it and posting it out there. This is what we're all about, Stephen. I mean, this is the good work we're all doing. It's starting to really, we're getting to figures now for within an hour. I mean, to get 1,500 shares in an hour on a video, that's just incredible. That's just incredible.
Yeah, I think I've got maybe one video that has that many views on it total. But that's in about a 4-year period.
Yeah, but I mean, this is it. That's what I want to encourage people to keep sharing the material. And I know many people are... they object to Facebook as an entity, but Facebook is a very useful tool, folks. I mean, the reason people object to being on Facebook is because they're spilling their guts out onto Facebook. You know, you can have a Facebook account and you don't have to put any personal information on there, folks. You know, but you can still use it to spread awareness. You know, I really should, I'd like to see people reconsider this idea that Facebook is Big Brother. Maybe it is. Then don't put anything on there you don't want Big Brother to know. I mean, does that not make sense, Stephen?
Yeah. I mean, it's a double-edged sword.
Not really. I mean, you literally have to supply the information to hang yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're going to tell someone, well, screw you and whatnot, and be boisterous and say to people, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to come around there and do X, Y, Z to you. If you're dumb enough to do that, you deserve everything you get. You know, yeah. I mean, just don't do that. I mean, how difficult is it to work out? I mean, that's why I said, look, even just learning to use passive language, you can respond to anything, passive language, it's not a problem. You can still make your point, you can be heard, and, I don't think anybody should be threatening anybody anyway. I mean, most of that's just keyboard warrior baloney anyway. But, You know, I got my heart sang a song tonight when I saw the amount of shares that pod got, and just the intro alone, just saying what's happening. The figures went through the roof when we went live. What it means is we're getting out there now to a bigger, more aware audience. So we're growing in a way that I hadn't imagined we would. I was always hoping we would, but I never imagined. So clearly things are growing and growing and growing, and they're only going to keep on going.
What is the what is Claire's story anyway?
Claire is a grandmother. she's been interested in and helping people with the mortgage frauds, the evictions, all these things. For the last, I think I've known Claire for about 5 years, I think it was the first time I met her. And she's been relentless in helping everybody. And she's never asked for anything. And she's just, you know, she's just a wonderful, wonderful woman. I've been friends with her for a few years, as I say. And she's always been willing to help. And for this to come to her door, it's just plain old simple wrong. They've jailed her for contempt of court. The contempt of court seemingly arises out of a situation where the judge, essentially, the essence of it is, if she doesn't hand over voluntarily her family home to the bank, that's the only way seemingly she can purge contempt. That's what he's made the contempt issue about. She's now in jail for contempt. However, the interesting thing is, while she was in jail for contempt, the court, or the bank seemingly, put its goons in, and I'm going to use the term goons, I think that's the correct term, and they've taken over the house. So that begs the question that now, in theory, she can't actually purge her contempt and surrender the home because the bank has already moved into the home.
That's what I was just going to ask. She doesn't even have to... pay for her sins. She's just going to give it over.
Yeah.
Without a fight.
Actually, that's just, after, I don't know if I actually said that to Ben earlier. I might just say that to Ben because he's going in there in the morning to do a habeas corpus to try and get her out of this prison. Can you just give me a few minutes? I'm just going to type that up to Ben just in case that needs to be mentioned in the court in the morning.
Well, sure. Yeah. I'll take a song break.
Yeah. I'm just going to mute out for a second. Just let me finish this. Sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, we'll just take a little song break here, everyone, and be right back in a few minutes. All right. I interrupted that song a little bit early because Vin was done doing what he needed to do.
Yeah, so if I'm correct, what Ben said, what happened in the court, that the reason she was in contempt was for not voluntarily surrendering her home. Now, if that's the case and the bank have moved in, it's actually impossible for Claire to go and purge her contempt. They've interfered with the court process. Essentially, I think they may have committed contempt themselves. So this should be interesting tomorrow because I've typed a message to Ben, so he's aware of that now. So he'll be going into court in the morning.
Yeah.
This could be one to watch, folks.
I just wonder, you know, it begs the question, this actual scenario, is anything... Is she in the rears on her mortgage, or has she defaulted? Or
well, again, I mean, the way I'd see all that, that's our own private affair, and I wouldn't interfere with that. So
yeah, okay.
You know, I mean,
it sounds like it isn't, though. I mean, let's just take out of the possibility that it is not in the rears and she's okay and up on her mortgage. This is clearly fraudulent.
I would assume there are some difficulties there somewhere, or this action wouldn't have happened. But you see, what everybody is missing here is it's just a matter of time before these letters come to your door, folks, because of the way the system is structured.
Specifically designed
In a pathological, it's like a slow creeping psychopathic, narcissistic monster creeping up behind you all the time. And no matter how, you know, it's like, let's say it takes 50 years to get to you. It doesn't matter how fast you run. It's always gaining on you.
Catching. That's the system
is designed. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way it is over here in America. If there's been a case where a 17-year-old kid bought a used car and, he was pulled over in a traffic infraction or whatever. And, allegedly the, police officer found one single marijuana seed in his car, and they confiscated the car, took it and sold it, and got the money on the police auction.
Wow. And you see, I mean, the cops are doing that all the time in America, aren't they? They're stealing. Call it what it is. They're stealing,
stealing
cars. And if they find you with cash now, they can just take the cash.
Stealing money, too. Yeah, yeah. They can take your cell phones. They can take your smartphones, and they can... if they can gain access to it. You know, a lot of the smartphones over here in the last few years, you have to, you don't necessarily have to, but you have the option of putting a security code in there, like a 4 or a 6-digit number to access your phone. If it rings, you can answer it, or you can open it up and then answer it that way. But you know, they've finally caught on to what the police and government agencies are doing.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you get arrested with your phone, it's like the content. I mean, most people don't realize the contents of their phone this day. It's like being arrested with your diary,
yeah,
your calendar, your notebook, your recipes, what you've watched on YouTube, your Facebook, but your entire
personal life,
your entire digital life practically is in your phone. Particularly if you go and link it to your Facebooks and link it to your YouTubes and link it to your websites, everything is in there. Yeah. Everything.
Yes, it is.
And of course, you see, that's why, I mean, I've been saying, that's why these guys have been struggling to get iPhones and mobile phones of any description really into the hands of everybody, because the cashless society is going to be operated initially through cell phones.
Yeah. Well, you can make purchases now.
There is actually a mobile phone, I believe, you can buy online, and it's just a phone. It's literally, you can't do text messages, there's no clock,
yeah.
You can't take pictures, it's just a bloody phone.
Yeah.
And I actually think that if anybody is going to be in a position where they're going to be out and about that way, that's the phone you should have on you, folks. Do you remember the good old days, Stephen, when mobile phones came out first and everybody remembered phone numbers?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
You see, generally that's the way I am. I mean, I actually generally don't put phone numbers in my phone. I generally remember the numbers.
Yeah.
Actually, tonight was different. Tonight I got stuck, but I couldn't remember Ben Gilroy's number. I had to ask Ray for it because, well, I think Ben had 4 or 5 phones fairly recently. So I was like, genie, Mike. But that's the way normally I operate. I remember the people's numbers in my head. And I actually think people should do that. You know, when someone gives you the phone or commit it to memory, it's not that big a deal. You can store billions of phone numbers in your mind, folks. It's not that big a deal. Billions. We've got plenty of room.
Just takes practice.
That's all.
Yeah.
So look, the situation for tomorrow, Stephen, this is, I just want to kind of reiterate this. Anybody who attends tomorrow, you're expected to be on your best behavior, of course, as always. Good conduct, no rowdiness. You know, and be ready to celebrate when Claire is released. That's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see a party atmosphere. I don't think anybody should be boisterous or rowdy or anything. I don't think there's any need for it. You know, but as I say, I'm still wondering how the bank are going to get over this issue. Plus, it's also the incorrect bank on the warrant, as Ben said earlier. And you see, the system that is in operation here, Stephen, essentially it's the same as the system you have over there. A couple of slight differences, but in rules and procedures. But the structure of the system is the same, you know. So everything that's happening here is going to happen there. And everything that's happening there eventually is going to happen here. They're doing their damnedest to try and get the guards, the cops, over here, if you will, armed. We don't have an armed police force. Now, I think that's a real bad idea, because whatever about the cops in America being armed, I mean, you could say, well, the people are armed. But the people over here are not armed. Now, that should mean that we shouldn't be getting shot dead as frequently as American citizens by their police, which I believe those figures are through the roof now at this stage. Is it a case that you've a higher chance of being killed by a cop in America than you do for a terrorist? Is that still the case?
Oh, that was always the case, totally, period, anyways,
the beginning. The strange thing is, you know, one terrorist arrives in, kills a few people, and everybody loses their feckin' mind in the political circles, but they don't seem too concerned about 1,000 cops killing 1,000. No, no, that's just okay. That's okay.
I think it's
we investigated ourselves.
That's
and,
right.
That's
right.
Fine. No, it's fine.
Actually, the man or the woman in the nice shiny black coat behind
belongs,
the
move along.
I said it was okay.
Yeah, move along. Is that a seed in your pocket?
No, it's a full joint. Oh,
bend over.
Yeah, really.
So, but look, I didn't want to stay on too long, Steve, because I'm absolutely shattered. But I think, you know, the work that we're doing now, I mean, that work with the, like, adding the graphics to the videos, it seems to have made a huge, huge difference. You know, so I want to say thank you to all the people in PIR who donate and help us out, because it's truly your donations, folks, that makes these things possible. You know, I mean, you know, Stephen, that software has to be purchased. It's none of these things are cheap.
That's right.
The time, effort, and energy. Well, I mean, how long you've had it the same length of time I have, yeah?
Are you talking about the XSplit?
No, the for making the 3D graphics, the Bluff.
Oh, yes. Bluff Tiddler, yes.
Okay, if I was to say to you now, how easy is it to use that?
Not at all.
It's fun, though, right? But what I'm saying is, in other words, we not only do we have to purchase the software to do these things, you then have to figure out how to help to work it. And that takes a lot of time, effort, energy, and again, then turn it into videos and all that. But it's clearly paying off. We're delighted to do it. We're delighted to keep on doing it, folks, because it's making the difference.
Yeah. Well, it might be fun if you're a sadist or something like that, but...
Or an idiot, one or the other, I suppose. You know, yeah, maybe I'm the family, the former. So, as I say, I'm hoping for a big turnout tomorrow. I'll be ready and waiting here for any news update from Ben. And I think it's good now that Ben is coming on and starting to realize, and hopefully other groups will start to realize, that we're here for you folks. If something is going on, if something urgent is happening, don't be afraid to call us, even live on the radio, to interrupt us and say, hey, something serious is going on. This needs addressing.
Yeah.
X, Y, Z. I mean, I know Ben Gilroy, for example, years now, and he would be, his phone hops nearly as much as mine. My phone is just continuously going. My Skype is continually going. And by coming on and doing that little broadcast with us, there you go now. There's over 2,000 views, I think, on the video now. That's 2,000 people who didn't have to ring Ben and say, Ben, what's going on?
Yeah.
So it is making a difference, folks, and it'll make a difference to Ben, because Ben needs to get a nice kip as well. So that's it. That's really all I want to come on and say, Stephen, unless there's anything in particular you wanted to fire past me. I think I was going to retire for the evening, as they say.
Well, no, I was just going to play that almost 22-minute little pod that you made earlier.
I'd appreciate that. That'd be brilliant. Yeah.
I was going to play it on my live stream also. I've got the live stream going here, and I'll just run it right through the radio. And
again, look, anybody who's listening in America or anywhere else for that matter, feel free to put up I support Claire Knowles or, you know, Anti-Eviction Ireland or whatever, something. Feel free to do something. Please do something.
Well, there was one other thing I did want to run past you there. Scott Staffney, the American lawyer over here that I've had on the show twice, he has had his law firm shut down.
Really?
Yeah, he's been, over the last few years, or maybe even the last few decades, he's been going after the banks on the MERS scandal, the MERS scam, the fraudulent scam. And he's had some victories. And
I was going to say which one, but of course, they're all.
Yeah, they're all scamming. And people don't even actually know that it's that there's a federal law on the books that says that it's illegal to participate in a fraud knowingly. Knowingly participate.
That's the key word that they all say, oh, knowingly. Oh, I didn't knowingly do it, Judge. It was an honest mistake. And they say, oh, that's fine, Mr. Banker. Yep, now you go in there and tell them you made an honest mistake. They go, really?
Yep.
That's no excuse. Bang.
That's right. And that's how they get off anyways. But
well, look, that would be brilliant if you played that pod, because, again, the more it gets played, I think the better. Hopefully there'll be great news tomorrow for Claire. We're expecting a good turnout. And as I said, it's a bit bizarre because... Really, as soon as that bank took that home, or even before they did, Claire should have been released immediately from prison, because she now cannot purge her contempt. That bank and those people must leave her home. Even then, it's confusing because
legally, they should be they should have to leave the home, right?
Well, in fact, I think they should have to leave anyway, but they never should have went in the first place. The dwelling is inviolable here in Ireland. So even it doesn't say that somebody has to be in the dwelling. They violated her dwelling.
Yeah.
And they're not supposed to do that. So, you know, that's where they get away with that, because they refer to it as a property or a residence or whatever, your home. Whereas the Constitution only says it protects dwellings.
Yeah. I know of a case, a woman I know fairly well. I've met with her like 3 or 4 times now, and we've done a few things together, but she's quite a bit north of me, like a couple of hours. And just within the last year, the county goons came and busted into her house, threw her out, and started taking all of her stuff out, and they locked doors, and they haven't even attempted to allow her back into court so she can have her court day. And all of this is because she was trying to get out of paying her her taxes, her mortgage taxes. She's one of these framing on the land things.
Okay, well, look,
over here in America,
a lot of those people are going about it. It's like Ed and Elaine Brown over there. Remember Ed and Elaine Brown? They were very big on with the likes of Alex Jones, etc., on the income tax. They were saying, show me the law, show me the law. That's the wrong question.
It is.
See, that's the wrong question.
Yeah. And as far as I'm concerned, that's just more or less shaking a stick at the hornet's nest, you know?
Yeah. But you see, it's still the wrong question. And that's what nobody was saying that to them. Saying, stop asking that question, because you're asking, by asking that question, you are also assuming that there is a law that they can show you.
Right.
And therefore, they're going to say, well, you clearly believe there is one. So
we don't have to show you.
You, as if there is, into jail you go.
Yeah. And besides, we got a lot more money than you, so we can just wait you out and drain you.
Yep.
That's, I mean, they don't actually tell people that, but that's what ends up happening a lot of the times.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to take another song break here after you go ahead and sign off, and then I'll put that pot on.
Sorry about that, Stephen. I just got distracted there. Somebody just, I'm just making a little note there to Ben Gilroy. Somebody very kindly, thank you very much. Actually, somebody quite famous, very kindly just made a nice, generous donation there to, and a little note there from Ben Gilroy. So if they're listening, I'll make sure Ben Gilroy gets that.
Thank you. Thank you. Very, very famous person.
Yep. And I mean, world famous person, actually.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Z. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
That's fantastic. Excellent.
So go ahead and take an early night tonight.
Yeah, well, I mean, it won't be an early night for me. Well, it is. This is an early night for me. A quarter to one is an early night for me, as you well know. I don't know what time we were talking to last night. What time was it?
Five. Like
5 a.m. or something,
Five, yeah.
Okay, so I'm due a couple of hours, plus I need to prepare for this talk on Saturday, so I have a lot of work to do, and I still have a list from the missus here. And if I don't get some of these jobs on this list done before Christmas, I'll be skinned. As in skinned alive.
Skinned alive, and that's your head.
That's it, yeah.
All right, well, have a good night then.
Thanks very much, Stephen. Appreciate it.
And have a short night.
And you're going to play that pod, yeah?
Yes, I am.
Brilliant. Thanks, Stephen.
All right. All right, everyone. I am going to put that pod on here and be right back here in just a few minutes. I was going to play a song. There it is. Maybe two. Everybody can go get them, boil them a pot of tea, and we'll put that pod right on after this. All right, welcome back, everyone, after that little break there. And as promised, let me see here. Let me get this page up here. I'm going to play that 21-minute and 43-second pod that Finn got on air a little bit earlier and first broadcast live and then made into a YouTube video. So I'll be right back live in about 22 minutes, everyone.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to peoplesinternetradio.com. Vin here, folks, and this is an impromptu broadcast. This is a news update on the situation with Claire Knowles. I have Ben Gilroy on the line here. Ben, just say hello so everyone can hear you there.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Grand. Okay, I'm just going to hire you up actually a little bit. So, Ben, you have, well, let's just go straight into it. So please give everybody the latest information you have.
Okay, well, this morning we went to the court to perform the Article 40 of the Constitution, habeas corpus, to get Claire, to get the court to produce the body of Claire Knowles before the court. And they basically have to prove that her detention is lawful. Unfortunately, by the time we got a duty judge to direct us what judge to go to, it was about 3 o'clock. So I stood up in the court and I gave good argument why the body should be brought forward. So we've won that motion and now there's an order for them to produce Claire tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the High Court in Dublin.
And can I ask you, what was the actual motion you put in?
Well, the motion is pursuant to, Superior Court Rules Order 84, Habeas Corpus Rule 3A, and then Article 40.4 of the 1937 Constitution.
Okay. No, I just wanted to clarify there. Yeah, please. Okay.
Yeah.
So normally in a habeas corpus...
We actually bring this, you know, when they do it at the top of the court paper, we do it in the matter of the Irish Constitution and in the matter of an inquiry pursuant to Article 40 of the Constitution. That's the actual title of the document we put in.
Yeah. No, that's we can go through format as well another time, perhaps. Because I have a feeling more and more of this is going to happen. I mean, it's a horrific situation. Claire Knowles, she's a grandmother, mother, grandmother, and she was living on her own, I believe, but I think there may have been... was there somebody else there staying with her for a time?
Yeah, her son. Her son was staying there with a young child, her grand.
And effectively what's happened is she's been essentially held in contempt of court, effectively, but it's a very strange situation. The only way it seems she could escape that contempt was to surrender a constitutional right, which was to surrender up her dwelling.
That's right. I mean, it's basically, you know, you're under duress to do it. It's like what they're trying to say is, look, if a burglar puts a gun to your head and asks you for the Wallace, well, because you give up the Wallace, it's fine. You know, you gave it up.
Yeah.
And it's just a ridiculous situation, you
know.
It
is. Everybody else would call that.
But what a lot of people mightn't realise is that this all kicked off only a couple of weeks ago, in the sense that I brought Claire in to the Master of the High Court because we brought in a motion to extend her time to appeal the case. And they fought that, they being, well, they used to be ICS Building Society, but they're now the governor and company of the Bank of Ireland, whoever that is.
Right.
But anyway...
So
they chased that and they tried to hinder our progress in the Master's Court. But the Master really gave it to them with both barrels, because the Master went through the paperwork and he realised at the very start that we asked from someone from the bank to be called in to be cross-examined. And the other side told the judge that we were only trying to delay tactics and it was a denial of due process. Well, the Master absolutely flipped the switch at this, because he said the very essence of due process is to be allowed to call someone in to be cross-examined. And he said, does the circuit court judge not realise that? So obviously they didn't have much success there in the court.
Wow.
Now, at this age, the most we thought would be that the sheriff might come down to our house. So we asked the Master, would he put a stay on any action they do? He said he can't do that. But he said if the sheriff moves, he said, get an injunction against the sheriff. So we said, thanks. So we thought the barristers on the other side would have listened to that and taken heed of it. Then what they did was they brought a motion before the High Court judge then to overturn the Master's decision. And, of course, we fought that and we won that as well. And the High Court judge agreed with the Master and said, no, she has good grounds for appeal and is entitled to her appeal.
So, for a point of clarity, just for Joe, I'm going to ask you the questions Joe Soap is going to be thinking here, more than likely.
Yeah.
So, in other words, there was a decision that was made. She sought a stay, even though she didn't exactly get a stay granted. Everybody kind of presumed it would be okay that nobody would act in the meantime. However, the bank, which bank now we have to identify in a moment, of course.
Yeah.
But the bank basically acted anyway.
Yeah, they acted anyway. I mean, this is their bully boy tactics. We've seen them do this a number of times. So they acted. I mean, there was a stark warning there from the Master basically saying, look, you know, we'll embarrass you with an injunction if you try to act. So then what happened was, they tried to overturn the Master's decision in the High Court in front of Judge Barr. And this was on Monday, just Monday gone.
Right.
So we won that as well. And the Judge Barr said, no, the Master was correct and she's entitled to her appeal. Tuesday morning, they bring her before court in the Circuit Court in Cork, and they arrested her and jailed her because she wouldn't hand up the house.
And you see, so at what stage in the proceedings did this happen?
Well, the Ministry were successful with getting the extension of time and leave to appeal. They had already tried to overturn the Master's decision. They didn't do that. So the very next morning, they went to the Circuit Court and have her jailed.
And I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is...
I know, there's a lot of even barristers going to scratch their head.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this, as far as I know, this is the first time something like this has actually happened in the entire history of the courts system in O'Hare since 1937.
Yeah,
I don't think this has ever happened.
From my experience, too, normally, if a legal team on the other side lose these motions, they normally leave it sit until the appeal is then heard. I mean, that would make common sense. Imagine if you tried to defend someone having an appeal in the first place. The ridiculousness of that anyway. I mean, that's their right at law to have an appeal.
Well, it's the equivalent.
But let's say you challenge it all the way and then they win it to have the appeal.
In my mind.
What you decide to do is get them put in jail while the appeal is still pending.
Well, it's the equivalent, is it not, of being found guilty of murder, putting in your appeal, and while your appeal is pending, they hang you anyway.
Hang you anyway, yeah.
So, I mean, I like to put things into real straightforward terms like that so people can get it in their head. That's exactly what they've done here.
Oh, that's exactly what they've done. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. So So I brought the habeas corpus motion this morning. They will produce the body now tomorrow for Limerick Prison back up to Dublin. I was on the phone to Claire tonight. She's in good spirits.
Excellent.
I had to ring her father today just to give him an update at lunchtime to say, look, we haven't gone before a judge yet, but I was quite hopeful. And so I rang him about 5 o'clock this evening. Now, remember, her father is 85.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, so he was delighted with the news that Claire will be brought from Limerick Prison now to the High Court in Dublin. But he did say to me that, you know, he said he never thought he'd see the day when his precious daughter, who never caused an ounce of trouble in his life from the day she was born, to be brought from Limerick Prison to the High Court over something.
This is a point.
And I keep saying to him, but what's her crime? You know, what's
exactly.
her crime?
Exactly. I mean, you know, sooner or later, they supposedly made debtors' jails unlawful, illegal, etc. And here we are. We're actually in a worse situation than debtors' prisons. We've got debtors' evictions.
Yeah, but now make no mistake about it. This isn't over by a long shot.
Oh no! Oh
and
God,
we
no!
We will be going after every player in this on this field. I mean, they want to play, we'll play.
Absolutely. Well, we've no option, really. The people have no option. The other thing I'd just like to run through is. So essentially, she's in Limerick Prison. I mean, as we heard today, yeah. Many people heard today, Mick Wallace, so-called TD Mick Wallace, he was imprisoned in Limerick Prison alongside of Claire, but he was only in there for 2 hours and then back out again.
That's right. And that made the news. It was all over the news, of course. But this is just a housewife, a nanny, a mother, and anybody that knows Claire loves her. You know, she's just a gentle,
she's a wonderful
sweet,
woman. Wonderful
you
woman.
Know, wonderful woman. And all she's trying to do is protect her family and her home.
And
so basically, there was an order from a corrupt bank to tell her basically to sleep out on the footpath in the rain for the rest of your life while we take your home. And she said no.
And of course, I mean, the point I keep making here to people is Claire wasn't a multiple property owner involved in all of this. She is not responsible in any way, shape or form for the so-called mess that the economy is in right now. That all belongs in somebody else's desk.
That's right. Yeah, I'm quite convinced they're not blaming the financial crash on her.
Exactly, exactly. So, okay, so just let's...
But here's another point that really gets in my throat is... They had senior legal teams today against me. They had senior legal teams, different legal teams for the last couple of days. They had different legal teams in Cork. Now, the bank are using bailed out money to pay all these high-powered legal teams to destroy the very people that bailed them out in the first place.
And this is it. And
people think the Irish people aren't stupid.
And people are going in.
Well, I'm telling you now, we need to take a serious look at ourselves and have a big wake-up call. Because I think we are the thickest people in Europe as a collective, I'm talking about.
Well,
and we really need to do something.
Well, I think also that, you know, as you say, lay litigants are going in facing gunslingers, essentially, high-powered, high-paid legal gunslingers. So the deck is stacked, it's triple stacked against you because being paid. Even if they lose, they're being paid. Whereas if you lose, you're on the street. I mean, hardly
that's
equity.
Right.
Is it hardly an equitable process, as they like to say?
No. And not only that, there should be equity at arms, equality at arms when you go into these places. That's guaranteed in the Constitution,
well, the
which
idea.
Is always denied to you.
Well, I mean, if you and I go for a duel...
Even worse than that, they're using the bailout money that you were forced to pay them. Money to pay the legal teams against you. Now,
they already have their hand in your pocket.
Is that?
They already have their both hands in your pockets.
Yeah.
Because if you and I decide to have a duel and you pick up a knife and I don't get to pick up a machine gun, right? I mean, that's...
Right. But even worse than that, you pick up a machine gun and then you come and take my bullets to fill the machine gun. So I don't even have the bullets to throw at you.
Yeah. No, it's madness. There was some other issue, Ben, with the warrant. Can we talk about that for a moment?
Yeah. So I've asked for the warrant to be sent to us. Eventually, Claire got it in the prison and she was allowed to email it to me.
Okay.
And the warrant, of course, is made out, the plaintiff is ICS Building Society. ICS Building Society are not a party to these proceedings anymore and haven't been for quite some time. They brought a motion before the court. The governor and company of the Bank of Ireland brought a motion to step ICS Building Society out of the equation, and they got a granted order that they be part of the proceedings now.
Wow.
But unfortunately for them, the order still says ICS Building Society.
That's a problem.
So that's going to be a difficulty.
Yeah, somebody's going to have to take out a big checkbook for that one, I think.
Well, that's what I said to Claire. I said, Claire, look, you've only got to spend one more night in prison, hopefully. Yeah. I said, so just think of it as you're at work, you're getting 20 grand an hour.
Exactly. Okay, one other situation.
I'm looking for damages. That's what I'm going after.
Absolutely. The other situation, of course, is that Claire's home was broken into seemingly by some people pertaining to be a security firm. They've changed locks. And they are apparently refusing to identify themselves to callers who are calling up to inquire about Claire's well-being because there was somebody else.
This is more of the bully boy tactics. They know now we may have them in a slight difficulty.
Yeah.
So what do? They go and break into her home this evening while she's sitting in Limerick jail, because they wouldn't have done this when the housewife's at home, of course, you know, because they'd be afraid of a housewife on their own.
Yes,
so these cowards now decided that they use this as an opportunity to break into her home, and they're sitting in her home now. And all her personal belongings and everything else in that home. I mean, what a disgrace this is, you know?
Well, the other thing that I was concerned about as well, I don't know what type of treatment Claire is going to get as she's being processed into Limerick Prison. Will she be strip searched and all of that? Or will they leave her any dignity? I mean, for a woman of her years.
In fairness to her, she said the staff have been lovely at Limerick Prison. And I'm just guessing that these are, you know, ordinary working people too.
Right.
And they realise she's not a criminal. Because they deal with criminals.
Right, but what
and
I'm...
they realise that she's a mother, grandmother, protecting her family home. I mean, you can't be living in Ireland and not know what's going on in banking corruption and everything. So even if you're working for the legal services, you know, somewhere deep down, you know, something's inherently wrong with
the
system.
Of course. But the point I'm making is she's being violated essentially by that system. She went to the court. She went to a court to fight for her dwelling, her constitutionally protected dwelling. And when she's there, she's arrested, put into prison. And while that's happening, agents of the state via the banks, etc., go in, violate her home, the dwelling. They violate that again. And it's still being violated as we speak right now. I mean, how long are we to put up with this, Ben?
Look, you know, I keep trying to take them out spectacularly and cost them huge money. I've done it to a number of banks in the past, and now the Governor and Company of Bank of Ireland are right in my crosshairs at the minute.
And you see, and I know you don't normally do this, so I'm going to do it for you. Folks, Ben Gilroy does all this, and all he does, and I know what he does, and you know I know what you do, Ben, more so than most people.
Yeah.
I'm aware just how long you spend doing all this, and you do need support, folks. Ben needs support. Anytime you see Ben Gilroy, if you have a couple of quid, give it to him. Give it to him. Don't ask, right? Just give it to him. Say, good work, Ben. That's for you to help you with the work you're doing. Or somehow to send a donation. You can use the PIR donate button. Just put a notice for Ben Gilroy. I'll make sure he gets it. I actually do have some donations for you here, Ben. I already told you that some people had used the button in the past. But feel free to do it again, folks. Ben, will you trust me to do that for you, Ben?
Oh, of course, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, just get that out there, too. Okay, so look, tomorrow morning, 11 a.m.
11 a.m. in Court 11. So
in
that's
court 11.
Easy for everybody to remember.
In Dublin. I think it would be great to have a big crowd of people outside to...
Look, that would be great. If we could get a big crowd there, you know, it would be absolutely terrific, because one way or the other, Claire's coming home with us.
Yeah, I think that has to be. It has to be. We can't have this.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, no. You know, we...
the people of Ireland now need to stand up. I mean, this lady helped a lot of people, stood shoulder to shoulder.
Well, that's the next thing I was going to say.
People were getting evicted.
That's the next thing I was going to say,
we really need to show this now.
Claire has done the same, and that was where I was going next. That Claire has done the same for lots of people. I mean, there was somebody writing there on the Facebook page that the morning before Claire went into the courtroom, she was helping them with their situation.
Yeah,
I mean, does that not say it all?
She is, you know?
Yeah, that's it. That should tell you everything you need to know here. Okay, how are we doing time? 10 to. I don't know if I need to bring that other chap in on the call. I don't know if he's probably listening anyway. He was only going to tell us the same information about the house being taken and the locks changed, etc.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this a mini podcast, folks. Please share and spread this far and wide. Let everybody know that tomorrow morning, that's when it's happening, 11 a.m. in Dublin, and Court 11, Ben, you said.
Yeah, and if you can make it there, I think the bigger the crowd in the court, the better, because we really need to show them this lady has support. And that does put people on the back foot. I'm not saying anything about the judge. The judge seemed fair enough to me today, to be honest.
Which is fine.
He did say did he want to, he could hear the motion there and then without having the body in court. I was confident enough to do that, so I said fair enough. Then a solicitor stood up and said he was there from the bank. Just by coincidence, he happened to be in the court, which is true, because I seen him in the earlier court and he noticed me and followed me around all day because he knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
But I did say to the judge that there was prima facie evidence on the document that the document, the warrant, is wrong because it said ICS Building Society. But I said now it's kind of gone further than prima facie evidence because the solicitor has just said he's the solicitor from the Governor Company of Bank of Ireland.
Lovely. No, it's just just for anybody listening who doesn't know Latin, prima facie is on its face. In other words, written plainly on the document.
Yeah.
I keep getting complaints about people saying Ben Gilroy's using an awful lot of Latin.
Oh, yeah. I know, I'm just so used to it. It's a different language in there, folks, anyway. But look, I think if we could show real solidarity and support here, it would be terrific, because this is just one of these moments. Like somebody said to me today, it's all right when they put the man in jail. Well, it's not all right, but I know what he meant by saying that, because men can probably handle it better. But to put a woman like Claire in, anybody knows that she's a very gentle soul.
It's a crime.
Purely for bully boy tactics, nothing else. And now it's to send a message to her while she's in court, in jail, that we're now in your home. We're violating your home while we're violating your body while you're in jail. Now, we didn't give Claire the message tonight that they're in her home, because I don't want her to know that.
Oh, that she'd
she
be,
comes out.
She'd be so very
tomorrow
upset.
Now my application will be not just for her to be freed, but that an injunction goes in against them from doing anything till the appeal is heard.
Yeah, and to undo. Yeah.
Then at that very moment, they'll be trespassing in the house. Well, they're trespassing anyway. You know, make it easier for the damages.
Well, look, it's like having the right to remain silent, and then because you don't say anything, they jail you. I mean, that's what's going on here. It's like a constitutional right. The dwelling is constitutionally protected, folks. I mean, I know a lot of people talk about evictions and possessions and repossessions, but they keep shifting the goalposts by not referring to it as your dwelling. They refer to it as family home, as property. I mean, in theory, you see, Claire could say, well, I'll surrender the property, judge, as long as I'm keeping my dwelling.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So maybe that's what has to happen.
I remember being my first time I did habeas corpus in the court, and I asked the judge, who was the president of the High Court, was the matter of his detention civil or criminal? And he just stood up and walked off and says, I'm not arguing that with you.
Oh, they're very important words. Listen, quick one in for you from Ray is just wondering, what's happening in Trim tomorrow? Have you something to do in Trim tomorrow as well?
Yeah, I am. Unfortunately, I was helping a guy tomorrow in Trim, so I'm going to have to contact him and tell him he's on his own because this takes precedence. But I will give him a statement from me that he can read out because I've been helping him as a Mackenzie friend. So he'll be only looking for an adjournment by consent.
On top of that, well, you could use what you've just said here if he's listening, and you can use the recording to bring it into the judge tomorrow and say, look, Ben, get rise down, help me in a more urgent situation. Okay, well, look, I think that's it, Ben. That's brilliant. I'm going to ask everybody to please share this. We're going to put this up as a mini podcast, and as soon as we have news for tomorrow, Ben, will you do us a favour? Will you keep updating us via PIR, and that way everybody, it'll save, I know 1,000 people an hour will ring you, but folks, if there's something really big like this.
I don't have many missed calls I had, and I just said I couldn't get back to everybody, so this is the best way to do it. So what I'll do is update you tomorrow, Vin, even by phone, so you can even let people know what's going on in the courts and stuff like that for people that can't make it, because I know people tune in around the country, and they'd be dying to know what's going on, you know?
Well, so as soon as we know tomorrow, we'll come live. I'll do that. I'll put a little thing on Facebook to let everybody know. I'll give everybody, say, an hour's warning or an hour advance warning. In an hour's time, we'll be live with a little update or whatever.
Yeah, update. Perfect.
Thanks very much, Ben. Really appreciate
it. No,
hope the family, everybody's doing well. How's the little one? How's the little boss doing?
Yeah, she's doing great. I know she's getting better because she's getting cheekier by the day.
There you go. That's a good sign. Okay.
No, well, thanks, everybody, for listening, and thanks for the support. Thank you, Neil.
Thanks, Ben. Cheerio. God bless.
Bye.
And happy Christmas. Okay, folks, that was Ben Gilroy. That was an update on Claire Noll's situation. Disgraceful situation. We're really going to have to do something about this. We cannot abide by this for much longer. I don't think anybody can. A fortnight before Christmas, for heaven's sakes. I mean, is this the best we as a nation can do for this legal system, which essentially is an illusion created by the bankers to essentially remove the people's property via deception, that is usury. The monetary system terminates in insoluble indebtedness. That's a guarantee.
All right, welcome back after that pod there. Not so sure if I'm going to continue on with video or not. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. I don't know. Depends on what I do here after that pod there. But anyways, I'm going to play another song and think about what I'm going to do next. Not real sure what's going to happen. Might just throw on a pod, or I might do some other things. But I'm going to go ahead and put on the song that I interrupted earlier before Ben come on. So one of my favorite tunes. Be right back, everyone. All right, and welcome back after that nice tune there. One of my favorite tunes, of course. I like playing it a lot. And I think it's growing on some people over there. I'm not sure. But it grows on me. I thought I might try to discuss just that whole interview and that whole situation with Claire Knowles over there. I think that a lot of these bankers and a lot of these top people, they might be getting a little, bit worried. They seem to be resorting to extreme tactics. They will just, if you're a, here in the past decade or so, or at least the past 5-6 years anyways, if you happen to be a, like a whistleblower or a reporter or something like that, that has some juicy information about, a top corporation or a government official or just even the government, they want to silence you at all cost. And some of these whistleblowers and some of these reporters are being killed, apparently, or allegedly or something. I don't know if they've really been killed or not, but they want us to maybe think that they've been killed. I know that they are trying to do things to scare us off on doing the things that we're doing, whether it's exposing the corruption or going after them meaning the banks, the corporations. Yeah, Joan, if you can scroll up a little bit, there's about a 22-minute video that Vin went up on air earlier about 8:30 this evening. And then after he went on air with Ben Gilroy, he made a little YouTube video of it. And I put it in the link. I put the link in the chat there just a few minutes back. If you want to scroll up there, Joan, you should be able to find the link. It isn't very far up. If you want to continue listening on to me or whatever, it doesn't really matter. That's not real important. But what is important is trying to get Claire out of jail. She is currently in jail. And from what I gather, from what Vin and Ben talked about earlier, Ben is going to go into court in the morning and I think try to give what's called a writ of habeas corpus or something like that and try to get her out of jail there. That seems to be the case anyways. Hello, Sherry. Hello, Joan. Hello, honey. And hello, everyone else in the chat. If anybody would like to give me some subjects to speak upon, I will. Try to anyways, if I have any kind of knowledge on it. But to get back to the Claire Knowles case, they are stooping to drastic measures to try to silence a lot of us. A lot of us that don't really have the fear of the mainstream media. it's clearly apparent that the mainstream media does fear the system, and the mainstream media also loves the system. But that's why they support it, because they certainly are not doing their jobs reporting the news, reporting the corruption and the crime that goes on in corporations and government. But this really does mirror a lot of cases that are going around all over the world. Somebody that has something effective in stopping the system or beating the system, they're trying to stop it at all costs. And Sherry, and she's in the chat now, so I want to say hi, Sherry, as I did already. But she said earlier in a conversation, she called on the phone, and she said, well, yeah, of course they have to shut lawyers down or shut people down that are beating the system, because there are literally trillions of dollars at stake. Trillions and trillions of dollars of money at stake. You know, they would, they might not do the things that, that they are doing now if it was just tens of thousands of dollars at stake or just thousands of dollars at stake. But there are trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars at stake. If people catch on to anything that is beating the system, they will really get nervous and they will really pull some bad, bad stunts. And a lot of the stunts they're pulling right now, a lot of the false flags or apparent false flags, are meant to keep us distracted. They're meant to keep our minds off what the prize is. They're meant to keep us from looking behind the curtain, if you want to look at it that way, where the silly little old man tells, I forget her name now, doggone it, I can't remember her name, but he says, don't pay attention to that little man behind the curtain there. Just listen to the wizard or something like that. I know it's been a long, long time, but the banking system holds everybody's money, everyone's money. What does that equal? Well, that means that equals power and strength. That equals their spot up on that pedestal. If that's the way they want to look at it, they want themselves, they like themselves up on that pedestal, Sherry, and they don't want to fall off that pedestal at any cost, and they are probably willing to do some very, very dastardly deeds to stay up on that pedestal. Yeah, well, we'll negotiate with them, certainly. We'll say, you go off and get your own island and live out the rest of your lives, and we'll let you be. At least I'm willing to make that kind of negotiating offer. If I had any kind of, strength in the matter, I would put that 2 cents in worth, give them the option of going off and being off by themselves, and we would leave them alone. Just leave the rest of us alone. But anyways, I'm going to put another song on here and gather some more thoughts and maybe see about talk about something else. Let me find a good one here. Good grief, I got so many songs now, I can't even find a good one anymore. All right, here we go. Be right back in a few minutes here, everyone. All right, everyone, I'm back after those two Albanoff songs there. I am going to cut the show off a little bit early. Not really getting a lot of subjects coming into my brain here. Don't really care about talking about a lot of these false flags and that. They just don't concern me too much. I would rather hear something good from someone else if they would like to take the stream for a ninja or something like that, instead of trying to play songs here and trying to think of some things myself. But anyways, everyone, I'm going to cut it off for the night here and sign off and say good night, everyone. I will see everyone on Sunday after Vin. Hope everyone has a good night, and I hope Claire Knowles gets out of jail just after 11 a.m. in the morning over there. Hopefully Ben can get her out real quick. So have a good night, everyone. See you Sunday. This is Cancel the Cabal, and I'm Stephen Roberts. Good night, everyone.